Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In a licensing process that's seen its fair share of twists and turns, the State Gaming Commission is once again testing the limits of the state's 2011 law legalizing casinos. The commission is currently conducting research to determine how much money the city of Boston deserves to offset the impacts of the proposed casino project in Everett next door. The commission stepped in after the city was unable to reach a so-called surrounding community agreement with Wynn Resorts on its own, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh walked away from the arbitration process. With a Boston community agreement and the Greater Boston Casino license still on the line, we sat down with Wynn Resort Senior Vice President of Development Robert DeSalvio to discuss the proposal, part of a series of conversations with casino developers. DeSalvio, who would be the CEO of the Everett Casino, says the power of the Everett proposal rests in the Wynn name.
It's a global brand. It's a new brand for the region. It adds tremendous value with tourism, economic development. We feel that we're the most qualified to repatriate dollars that are currently now going over the border into Connecticut and Rhode Island, and we want to bring those dollars back to the Commonwealth. We very much focus on not only domestic, but international tourism as well. And that's something that Massport's been interested in, new flights coming in and out of Logan, trying to expand the global reach of the Boston and Greater Boston area. And I think that we can certainly add value to that.
Let's talk about surrounding community agreements, specifically the Boston agreement, which your group has had trouble reaching with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. What's behind the impasse? And it is at an impasse with the city of Boston.
I have to say that both the legislature and the commission, in adopting their regulations, were very thoughtful that there was a possibility that this could happen in the process, that somebody would decide that they didn't really want to participate in the process. So they've outlined an opportunity for us to make our case for what we consider our best and final offer. And then the commission is going to take that information along with all the other information that we've provided, which is just volumes. The environmental report alone was something like 5,000 pages. And through that process, they will work out a plan which will ultimately become a condition of our license.
But in terms of information, the city of Boston says that you folks have not turned over all the documents that it needed to continue negotiating. And as I understand it, you folks have said, well, you have everything.
Yeah, and I'm going to respectfully disagree with that opinion that was put forth by the city. First and foremost, environmentally, that information is available to anyone, including the city of Boston. The commission is very thorough in making sure that the public has all the information they need. So we can't understand that.
Well, I think I have to ask then, do you think that the city of Boston has intentionally come to an impasse with you folks in an effort to try and torpedo the Everett proposal since it's already reached a pretty lucrative agreement on the Revere Casino proposal?
I think you probably are asking the wrong person on that. I think that question would be better put forth to the city of Boston. The one thing I would want to point out, however, is that, and this is in a public document, the document that the city signed with Mohegan Sun includes a reopener provision. And that reopener provision is very clear. It's very simple. It says that if the city voluntarily comes up with an agreement with another applicant and the dollar amounts are less than what's in the agreement with Mohegan, both parties have the right to reopen the agreement. So that position alone makes it probably rather difficult for the city to engage in the process.
Well, I do want to ask about the dollar figures in relation to the Mohegan deal, because you're, I'm sure, keeping close tabs on it. The city and the Mohegans, the folks who want to go into the Suffolk Downs Casino in Revere, have agreed to an $18 million a year payment for the city of Boston in the surrounding community agreement, making it the most lucrative agreement of its kind in the country, as we understand it. Is Wynn ready to fork over that kind of money?
Well, we're going to be publicly releasing our best and final offer in the near future. If you look back to the legislation and what it called for, there's a very thoughtful process that goes into determining what these dollar amounts should be. And it should be solely based on what are the impacts and what do you do to mitigate the impacts and what the costs are. It's not an arbitrary process. one project might have different impacts than another. And as the commission unveils its process, you'll get to see that we have what I consider to be, I think, a very fair offer to the city of Boston.
With all due respect, my interpretation of what you just said is, no, we're not ready to fork over $18 million.
Well, I'm going to leave that for the process to unfold. I'd rather not get into dollar amounts, but you will see that what we have is a thoughtful process for outlining what we consider to be the impacts and the mitigation.
All right, another subject. As you know, the state Supreme Court recently ruled that Massachusetts voters will have a chance to overturn the state gaming law in a ballot question this November. That decision feel like a blow to you?
No, actually, if you look back on our company's position, right from the very beginning when we entered the competition here in the Commonwealth, we believe that the voters have a right to make that kind of a decision. We also believe that they should be as informed as possible. And that's why we supported the Gaming Commission moving forward with choosing an applicant, whether it's our project or another one, and that will help them make a very informed and intelligent decision. And we certainly want to be in a state where the overwhelming, you know, majority of the residents actually support the project.
Robert DeSalvio, very good to meet you. Thank you for coming into Morning Edition and talking about the casino proposal for Everett.
Thank you for having me in. It was a great discussion.
Robert DeSalvio, Senior Vice President for Development for Wynn Resorts, speaking here in the studio about the proposed casino in Everett. For our conversations with other casino developers, go to our website, wbur.org.